That's right. No Woji. I think 4 hours earlier was more than enough. Pistons Bucks coming your way at 6:35 right here on 97.1 The Ticket. Don't want to waste any time. I want to jump right in here because I haven't had a chance to actually get to the story. And it was something that was updated over the weekend, actually, as Mel Kiper Jr. adjusted his little mock draft, as Wojo would like to call it. And yes, that's right. In fact, Mel Kiper Jr. has the Lions taking Tua Tagovailoa at number 3 in the upcoming NFL draft. And there's a lot of scuttlebutt surrounding this story, okay? People excited about what Tua could be. The medicals, for now, have come back, and it seems that he's going to be good to go to work out for teams, okay? Kiper has put him at 3 with the Lions, more so because he doesn't believe in putting trades, essentially, into his mock draft, okay? So if there is a team that could trade up to 3 and swap with the Lions, he doesn't want to put that in there because it complicates everything else. And then, well, then what team is going to take, what player at 5 or wherever they end up going to? So it doesn't necessarily mean that he 1,000% thinks that this is a possibility. But the other side of this certainly becomes what is going on with Matthew Stafford. And people freaked out when the updated numbers were thrown out there about Matthew Stafford's contract, right? And if the Lions move Stafford this offseason, they would incur a $32 million dead cap hit. Turns out that's not exactly true. After crunching the numbers, and I saw the Detroit News, Free Press, Pro Football Talk, they were all over this as well. The Lions would incur a $24 million cap hit if, in fact, they ended up moving on from Matthew Stafford this offseason, okay? That would only go up about $3 million in dead cap. So the possibility, at least in my mind, still remains there. We talked last week about Kelly Stafford and the report that suggested that the Lions had already been in conversations, about moving Matthew Stafford. So I want to know this, okay? The phone number is 248-539-9797. We got the ticket text pulled up at 97136. I'll be all over those as well. What do you really buy is going on with the Lions this offseason as it pertains to Stafford, as it pertains to, the draft in Tua Tagovailoa, as it pertains to their strategy moving forward? Again, the phone number 248-539-9797. I buy one thing, and I will continue to maintain this even throughout the offseason leading up to the draft if, in fact, they ultimately end up making this decision. I think Matthew Stafford wants out of Detroit. I think finally, much like Barry Sanders, this stupid franchise has just broken him. Much like Calvin Johnson at the end of his tenure, this franchise completely broke him. And I remember doing shows about Calvin back at that time when ultimately he ended up retiring. And I remember doing a topic, actually, and saying, if Calvin Johnson could go right now and play for another team, and his contract would be void or the Lions would be able to trade him, do you think Calvin Johnson would still be playing the game of football? And I wholeheartedly believe that. I think Calvin wanted to play for a different team, but he couldn't. And so he just said, you know what? I'd rather walk away. I'd rather not make any more money as a football player, never put my body on the line to just be done with it. Now, Matthew Stafford's contract isn't what Calvin Johnson's was. It's reasonable. Stafford seemingly still has a few more seasons of quality football left ahead of him. Contract gets better and better by the year, honestly. And the dead cap hit for the Lions really wouldn't be that bad. But I think what Bob Quinn and what Matt Patricia have come in here and done is they've ruffled Matthew Stafford's feathers. And I think they've ruffled them to the point where Stafford goes, you know what? I've been here over a decade. They've tried and tried to put a quality roster, quality team, playmakers around me. It's never worked. Now I got these jackasses. Okay, I don't know that he calls them jackasses, but Bob Quinn and Matt Patricia coming in, this is how we're going to do it. We're doing it our way and blah, blah, blah. You saw Stafford's frustration first game of the season in Arizona. Trust me, yelling at the sidelines, seemingly because I think he thought that Matt Patricia called the timeout, didn't trust him to make the right decision, the right audible at the line of scrimmage. And it turns out that first down actually would have basically iced the game for the Detroit Lions. I think the way that they handled his injury was something that Stafford was not on board with. I think it behooved Bob Quinn and Matt Patricia to shut Stafford down for the year. Because guess what? You weren't going to be able to win any games if Stafford were on the sideline. And that's how it ended up working out. 3-12-1. I think Stafford could have played. I think the Lions said, no, we're not going to allow you to go out there on that field. And I think Stafford said, screw this. Honestly, if this is how you're going to treat me, get me out of here. And I do wonder if those conversations are going on behind the scenes. And look, you can laugh at the Channel 4 report. And again, the phone number is 248-539-9797. What do you really buy is going on with the Lions this offseason? To me, I think Matthew Stafford wants out. I think he wants to be traded. I don't think any of this is an accident. And I go back to the Channel 4 report, and everyone likes to laugh about it and blah, 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 and that's fine. But Bernie Smailovich isn't going on WDIV. They're not running with that story unless he heard that from somewhere. And I think if you put two and two together, Hank Winchester, of course, who works at Channel 4 and is very good friends publicly with Kelly Stafford, I think that's one side of it, the close to the Stafford family side of it, if you will. But I do think there's another side of it. And whether that be somebody, you know, inside the Lions organization, some fringe person, a teammate, a former team, whatever it might be, I do think that there's something there. And you can laugh all you want, but I don't think this is some impossible situation where there's no way the Lions ultimately just say, you know what, fine, we'll give you what you want. Because they have an opportunity to get an out. And that would be drafting Tua Tagovailoa at number 3 overall. You know, it's not like, okay, the Lions would be in a spot where maybe they're drafting 15th or 16th and Stafford wants to be traded and they don't have any other options. You know, they don't want to go out there and throw money at somebody, or, you know, they're not in a position to draft that quote-unquote generational talent at the top of the draft. They're in that spot right now where you can transition from a veteran quarterback who's accomplished a lot from a statistical standpoint but has done nothing as far as wins go, and replace him with a young, exciting rookie that very much could fit the mold of what the NFL is kind of going to, which draft rookie quarterback, surround with talent, running game, defense, away you go. I really don't think it's a crazy notion to sit here and say, well, you know what, maybe Stafford just wants to get the heck out of town. I don't think this is something that's going to happen immediately either. You know, this is something where the Lions can wait until the draft. Stafford isn't going to be traded, I don't think, prior to the draft, if, in fact, they end up moving on from him. Because what if they trade Stafford, then every team literally knows they are taking Tua Tagovailoa at number 3. That's their guy. That's who they're going to go with. You're going to get a team probably that leapfrogs to number 2. So it goes Burrow, it goes Tagovailoa, and then the Lions would be stuck taking what? Justin Herbert, Jake Fromm, another Georgia quarterback. How exciting would that be? I don't think people would be on board with that. I think it would be something they draft Tua post-draft potentially, or during the draft, they make the move, and they ship Matthew Stafford out of town. I don't think this is a situation, though, where Bob Quinn and Matt Patricia are fed up with the guy. He's been a soldier, man. Played through injuries. He's put up incredible stats. Thought he was having, at least on his way to having, one of the best statistical seasons of his career, even though it didn't result in wins because, well, it never does, unfortunately, because Matt Patricia's defense is absolute dreck. But there is value there where they can move the guy. And if he wants out, why do you want to keep him? When you have a chance at the top of that draft, I'm coming aboard. That's right. I'm on the Tua train. I was hesitant for a while. I like that the medicals are starting to clear up. You have a shot to get the guy that you can transition to perfectly. If number 9 wants to go, and I don't think it's a mistake that Kelly Stafford said, well, we wouldn't mind being in L.A. if Detroit's done with us. I think that was a subtle hint in my mind. Make the move. That's what I buy is going on this offseason with the Lions.